Well, hello out there, and thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. I am Charles Brownstein, your host as always. This week I spoke with Mike from the band Here We Go Magic. Mike and I chatted a bit about the band's vast influence of sounds, including everything from krautrock to ambient to baroque, and as well as how they translate into the live setting.
We come from pretty disparate musical backgrounds, but it all kind of comes together in there's certain overlaps, and that tends to involve strong melodies first off, and then as far as stylistically, I mean, I think that we all tend to gravitate towards things that are restrained and repetitive and more minimal than grandiose, I would say, and so things tend to just get broken down to just rhythm a lot and simple motives and simple ideas and different repetitive patterns layered on top of each other to make a new sound. So we all end up kind of getting off on similar things in that respect. You know, my background before playing rock music was playing Spanish music, and Jen's background is a lot different, and she's been in a lot of rock bands and a lot of pop bands. And Peter, as a drummer, has always been very groove oriented, and he's a big part of the kraut rock thing that we get tagged with a lot, which we do all listen to that, and we all are influenced by that. But I think Peter's sense for motor, like, you know, simple driving beat, has a lot to do with that. The heart and soul of our band is that we're a live band. I mean, that's what makes us tick. When there's an audience there, all the better, of course, because then we get into new territory that we're feeding off the energy of the audience. But even when there's no audience there, I mean, the way that we play together is to play and to see what happens, to see where things go. We really hesitate to keep things locked up as, like, this is the way we play the song, and this is the way we'll always play the song. I mean, we're always very responsive to one another. And so, as musicians, we all bring our strong voices to it, always, and we vibe off each other really actively that way. And then when there's an audience there, and it's just like, it's open to anything. And so I think, I mean, hopefully, our audiences get really involved in our music, and there's a lot of give and take of energy back and forth.
How do I know if I love you when I show like your bread, the way that you tuck up and straighten your bed? But how do I know if I love you? How do I know?
And that was the song How Do I Know off the band's 2012 record, A Different Ship. We chatted a bit about working with Uber producer Nigel Godrich of Radiohead and Beck and many others fame, and as well getting a chance to meet Tom York and learning about his admiration for the band.
We had the pleasure of meeting him at our set there in Glastonbury, which was a early in the day set, and we had all woken up in various parts of the festival grounds, hungover, and got to our stage and played this set in the sun, you know, at like a little bit before noon, and these two guys in the front were very excited about it and dancing and giving us a lot of positive reinforcement. And they were, you know, they were wearing hats and sunglasses and so they came backstage afterwards, and it was Tom York and Nigel Godrich, and they introduced themselves and they were really appreciative of the music and enjoyed the show, and so it was great, and we got to be friends from then. So that was really nice. It's one of those things that you don't believe going into it that it's really gonna happen, and that you don't, you know, or how to compensate for it in your mind. We didn't really know what to expect because we've always just recorded ourselves, and at this point it feels like that there's no other way that we could have worked at that moment in time without Nigel. So it's one of those serendipitous things that feels like it's happened for a reason and feels like that everything about it was just totally right. I mean, we very quickly got into a groove with him that felt inclusive and like we were all kind of discovering something together, which is a great thing about the way that he works, because I feel like that he constantly keeps a certain amount of objectivity in his mind where he doesn't quite let himself get deep enough into something where he's lost the capacity to pull back and get sort of a bird's eye view and then delve back in again. And so he's kind of constantly exciting himself and re-energizing himself about things and kind of rides the ups and downs with us, but keeping things tethered to this kind of reality that maybe we wouldn't be able to see without him. I mean, it's really, you know, I think all of us, you know, we just ran into Nigel, you know, last night because we're out in California and Radiohead put Coachella, and we just ran, and it's like, it's a bond that, you know, we all went through something together for months making this music, and it's just like something that we kind of all get at this point. We can just look at each other and we, you know, it's like we're veterans of whatever just happened, you know, like army buddies or something.
Hey, thank you for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you're enjoying our interview with Mike from Here We Go Magic. If you'd like some more information about the band, you can check out their Tumblr site at herewegomagicband.tumblr.com. If you'd like some more information about our show, you can check out www.northerntransmissions.com. We are on Twitter at Northern Trans. Let's check out another song from the band. This is the track Alone But Moving.
but out of stone. The roof that won't open, never gonna be my home. Sun needs static, built a charm.
Played Coachella last year, and they don't tend to book 2 years in a row. We would happily play Coachella if we could have this year, but we played last year, and so then Phil from Desert Days called us and said that he really wanted to try and get us on the bill for the last night of his little ancillary festival that he's running in Desert Hot Springs, and it worked out that it was a way for us to get out here and spend the weekend out here, and we had a lot of friends out here at this time, and Phil's festival seemed like a lot of fun, and so we did it, and it was a lot of fun. Lots of great, energetic kids wanting to hear music, good bands playing. It was great.
I wanted to ask you about the video for Make Up Your Mind. Kind of a different concept, I'm sure. Who came up with the concept for that?
It was made by our friends Nat Johnson and Greg Mitnick, who made our videos before for Casual and Collector and Tunnel Vision. And they're very talented and gifted guys. And the concept, I guess it's hard to say where exactly it was born from. We tend to work with those guys in a sort of a spontaneous way. I mean, they definitely had an idea of the possession thing, and so we sort of just let them go with it. And I feel like that some people didn't quite expect that from us, or like didn't know what to make of it because it didn't seem like it had a point or anything like that. But I think that it has a heavy stylistic reference on a bunch of stuff, on horror movies, and it's sort of an exaggerated piece in that way, and it's very beautifully shot. It's just really a vehicle for listening to the song. It's just something to watch while the song happens. So there's not really heavy concept there, except that it is evocative of certain tropes that are in horror movies and that are in, you know, certain things that are kind of silly about the way the things are depicted in movies and stuff. So I think it's not to be taken terribly seriously. And Luke's performance in it was pretty phenomenal, I thought. And, you know, he was like some kind of evil ghost character that is able to get into these women's minds. And through the music, I think, was the idea that he would plant this music in them that would suspend them in a state of writhing indecision. And the song is Make Up Your Mind, so.
And there you have it, folks. That was our interview with Mike from Here We Go Magic. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks always for listening. Thank you to Mike, of course. Thanks to Spencer, the wonderful producer, who's back with his new limited edition Gorilla Chuck Taylor Converse shoes. They're pretty cool, I must say so myself. Me being a fan of footwear. If you want to check out any further information about Here We Go Magic, you can go to their Tumblr. And if you want any information about the show, you can go to northerntransmissions.com. You can email us there. Follow us on Twitter at Northern Trans. Let's check out one more song. We are going to hear the track Make Up Your Mind.